Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the Newton Boys track coach, the head coach of the 2025 championship Class 3A boys track team, Chad Jarvis. And first off, Chad, it's the first time I've had a chance to talk to you since state track meet. Congratulations. And had it been a very exciting time for you guys?
Yeah, definitely was. Those guys, I said this in a few things that I ever put out there, but those guys won that state championship, you know, 3 months ago, putting in all the work, doing all the things right, good attitude, good effort and practice every day, and just believing that they could do that. So that started very early. It wasn't just show up at a state track meet and get lucky. It was work hard all year, put ourselves in a good spot, which we did at regionals and our districts, and then come into the state and continue to put us in the best spot we can. And those guys showed out, ran really, really well. I mean, almost a perfect state meet. We did well. We finished high in everything that we should. No big DQs that kind of cost us some points. So those guys just in the big moments really just showed up.
You know, and there was high expectations for this team going in, and throughout the year they pretty much stepped up whenever they needed to.
Yeah, I would say like just looking at the state meet was super exciting going in there. Had high expectations, like you said, and those guys came in and just almost had a flawless first 2 days. I mean, even above flawless, because we got some points from Nick Milburn in the discus. Obviously, I thought he was capable of placing, but up to that point, he hadn't thrown a 165 and comes out and bombs a 165 out there, earns us 5 extra points that we get to play with, you know, towards the end of the day, which obviously, as you can see, are points that if we're 5 points less, we're at 55. We lose by 50, you know, 55 to 56. Yeah. We're in second place, tied for second with about 3 other teams, it looks like. So getting some of those points, performing well in those moments is huge. And just like I said, we had that. The discus did well. All of our finals made it in on those 2 days. 4x1 made it, 100 made it, 200 made it, 2 of our guys made it. Just Caden got second in the 400 hurdles. I mean, just like we won the 4x2, just everything was just lining up for us and going our way.
Talk a little bit, kind of walk us through the meet. Day one, you go in there and kind of as the day progressed, how did that look for you?
Day one and two went like I just said, just as perfect as I could. And then Saturday came around, the biggest day, you know, and we still performed really well, but we had a couple things that, you know, our guys would have wanted to win, and they ended up getting, like, in the sprint med, they ended up getting second. They had won it last year, so obviously they go in with the expectations that we can win this again and get second. It was a little bit of a downslide, and then didn't perform bad in it. We had the second fastest time in 3A history, just real good team there, and that's what happens at the state meet. You know, somebody shows up that you weren't expecting, has a really good time, and you didn't have any idea who they were. We didn't see those guys all year, so we, you know, hadn't had a chance to see those people, as vice versa. They didn't have a chance to see us, but you just kind of go out there and perform at your best. And so I think that was kind of like our first real, like, disappointment at the track meet, and it took us, you know, an extra event to get past that. We did well in the 100, but you know, I know Caden, he has very
wants high to do his best,
and, yeah, he has very high expectations and wants to do, you know, good and everything. He came out in the 100 and he still performed really well, and you know, one of his top 4 best times of the year, maybe 5, I'm not sure, but which is all in all aspects, that's a really good time. But I know if you asked him, he'd be like, I wanted to get first or second or third,
obviously,
you know, in the 100, so he's super competitive, but not like a big disappointment. We still got points, they were very important points, and then he kind of showed out in the 200, won the state title, and then also Christian ended up getting 7th in the 200, so that kind of bounced us back into that reality, like, oh, this is possible for us to win. Going into the 4x1 with tons of stress, you know, those guys know if we win first place, it's a done deal. We're state champs, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a whole lot of pressure to put on some young guys. But they went out there. We ended up getting second, just lost by a little bit, but ran really well, got second. And from there, you know, put all that pressure on Pella for that 4x4. Their final race was the 4x4. They're the only team that could catch up to us. And going into the last race, knowing you have to get first or second is that's a pretty tough thing to do, put on anybody's shoulder. So I would rather been in that situation. I'd rather went first, in my opinion, because then you're earning those points and you always get to see what happens after.
But definitely,
they put us, that 4x1 put us in a real, about as good a spot as you possibly could. Put us in a real nice spot. We're up. They got to get first to win. second to tie, anything worse than second, you know, amongst the 4x4 teams. And you can see those times were real good. Again, been good for the last few years. I've been coaching for a few years, and I swear that time dropped by like 6 seconds like three years ago. And it's just like, how is it continuing to be so fast? But went out there, and Pella, you know, ended up getting fifth, and
there it was.
That's history. That's pretty sweet.
Celebration began.
Yeah.
So was it like start day two then when you guys really started thinking, hey, you know, this is possible? Or was it more like the first part after that?
You've talked to me.
I know.
I believed it from
you believed
the
it, yeah.
Of the season. I thought that they, you know, obviously things got to go right and things got to play out how you think they can. You got to score big points in big situations. But I know that after day two, they all believed. Yeah. You know, I think they believed, you know, before that too. But we were in a spot where if we placed like we wanted to, I think I didn't figure out all the points, but it looked like from day two, like we had a real, real good shot. And I think that was critical in our guys believing like, oh yeah, we can actually win this. Cause you got to see it. You got to think it. You got to expect it. You got to think we can do this. That's like step one for being successful in anything. It's just being able to visualize yourself doing those things.
Now we have talked before, you know, you were talking about having some individuals have to run events that maybe wouldn't be their favorite or their choice to run. Mm-hmm. And so when you made the lineup, how did they take that?
I mean, not everybody had everything they wanted. Yeah. And that's just a normal thing at a state meet when you're trying to score points and win a state title. And not everybody got what they wanted, but I will tell you this, I was pleasantly surprised because all of our guys, as soon as I made that decision, and I know some of them were happy with it, some of them weren't, but the ones who were continued to stay positive, and the ones who weren't put it in the back drawer, said, okay, well, this is who I got to do it with. This is what I got to do it for, and sucked it up and just showed out at the state track meet. The big decisions that I did make were like some of the things that we performed maybe our best in, so it was real cool.
All right. So talk a little bit about seniors and this year's team and what they meant to it.
Well, we had five seniors and kind of throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
But we were losing two vital seniors. That's Riley Treese and Christian Ergenbright. They scored, obviously, you know, you saw the meet. They scored a ton of points for us. And not more importantly than that, just set an expectation for greatness. Those guys worked hard in practice every day, had good attitudes, had high expectations for their teammates. And more importantly than that, when it came to pivotal moments or big moments, they showed out, they ran hard. I never had to question those guys' effort ever, not once. I mean, when I put them out there, if they ran, in a 200, we'll just say, they ran a 23-second 200, which would be slow for them, you know, I know that, hey, the wind was blowing in their face. They gave it their best, you know, that's what it was. But it's a relief as a coach, and I had a whole team that did that, that I know we're getting, you know, 99.9% of their effort each and every meet. They just really, I think that's what really helped us out just throughout the whole year, is just giving effort and having a good attitude consistent.
Yeah. So as you look back on it, did it seem like it go kind of fast, or?
It did not go fast, I'll tell you. It was stressful and up and down, you know, like I said, there were some moments where it went really, like, better than expected. There are some moments that, you know, not quite what you expected, but I mean, all in all, our kids just shut it down, move to the next race, have a good attitude, do what I need to do to prepare for this next race, and let that last one go. And they did an amazing job. They did better than I did, because they were
stressing out a little bit more than they were.
Yeah, I was probably stressed out more than they were, but they just showed up just when we needed it always. And they did that. I mean, that's been the key to these guys all year. It's just when we needed it, they showed up and did what they needed to do. I mean,
that's what champions do, right?
Yeah, and it shows, because those guys just, you know, we didn't go in as being the 3A, you know,
the favorite.
Yeah, we were probably, I don't know, and everybody else's mind, like fifth, you know, in my mind, not fifth, but everybody else's mind, fifth. So just nice to kind of get there and have those guys ready and them being ready and just getting there and showing people that we meant business when we got there.
Special team this year, and unfortunately, you know, you move on and we'll see what next year brings. You got a good foundation. Caden, I'm sure, will lead the team, and I got some other key athletes that were in there this year too that'll help out.
But we're losing two guys who did a lot for us, but I think, you know, Next man up, you know, those guys are gone, and we're going to have to make way for some new guys and inspire some new guys. You know, we had one guy that really stepped up for us this year is Ali, you know, kind of hadn't been to state. Yeah. Even he never ran at a state meet or anything before, and then was a part of a first place and a second place 4x2 team, 4x1 team. So then him coming back, having a ton of confidence, hopefully. And then, you know, we're just going to pull that next guy and the next guy and the next guy along. So I think our future looks bright next year. We'll see, you know, how much work they put in the off season, and, you know, coming into the next year, it's just going to be the same old thing.
Yeah.
Attitude and effort, if they're right, will be real, real successful.
Plus, you'll have the added burden of being defending champions.
Yeah,
so,
correct.
Yeah. So they'll be hunting for you.
Yeah, I think like that's probably good for our guys. They seem to step up, and, you know, I think I'm a believer that, like, there's some weight in that, but there's also some confidence that you get. You know, you start to feel like, you know, when you practice like a champion, you become a champion. And the same thing when you're put in that situation, some of those guys I feel are going to step up and show that they're Cardinals.
All right. Been a privilege talking to you throughout the year, and congratulations on a terrific year.
Yeah, those guys did a real awesome job. I'm super proud. Couldn't be more.
That is the Newton Boys track coach, Chad Jarvis, joining us on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.